I have a question for all of us. Have you ever come in a situation where you are about to choose something or from someone between two important things in your life? Meron na ba kayo na-experience yun na yung nandun kayo sa sitwasyon na mamimili ako eh. Sino ba ang pipiliin ko? Siya ba o? Siya ba? Sino ba talaga? Okay? And I believe may mga ganun tayong situation. There are important things in our lives na parang magiging inconvenient sa atin. Pag pinili ko to, naku, baka manginayang ako bandang uli, nasa uli ang pagsisisi, baka manginayang ako pag hindi ito yung pinili ko. Ito yung pinili ko. Okay? And for some of you guys, okay, bago kayo umalis, bago kayo pumasok ng school, di ba? Mamimili muna kayo. Ano bang side ang wax ko ngayon? Dito ba o dito? Okay? Hindi ka makaalis-alis sa salamin, di ba? Okay? Sa mga babae, ano ba? Long hair ba o short hair? Ano ba talaga? Minsan, di ba, namimili ka pa. Ano ipopost mong sa timeline mo ngayon sa Facebook? Ano ba magandang picture ko ngayon na ipopost? Ito ba o ito? Ito bang wacky o itong medyo seryoso? Di ba, namimili tayo. And there are times that we are choosing somehow. Okay, you know, somehow we are choosing the most uncomfortable things in life. And maybe some of us here, we are in a place that we are about to choose. Sino ba talaga ang pipiliin ko? Yung umahabol sa akin o yung inahabol ko? Yung patay na patay sa akin o yung patay na patay ako? Yung umahabol ba sa aking aso o yung inahabol kong aso? Aso pala yung umahabol eh, no? Sometimes, you know, we are in that situation and it's gonna be hard for us or it would hurt us or it would bother us when time comes that we need to let go of something and we need to accept another. And sometimes, di ba, may mga papipiliin tayo, ano ba, straight ba talaga? Hindi ba talaga ako mangungopia? O mag-cheat pa rin ako? Anong pipiliin natin? Mag-cheat ba? Konting silip lang naman eh. Isang hagip lang. Number 5 lang naman eh. Ano kaya? Letter C, letter B. Ano kaya ang pipiliin natin? Kasi pag hindi ako nangopya, it would be an inconvenience for me. Baka bumagsak ako. So I would rather choose this thing that would help me, that would uplift me. And sometimes, you know, namimili din tayo sometimes pagka, ano ba, papasok ba ako talaga sa klase o magkakating class na lang ako? In-invite ako eh. Kasama dun yung crush ko eh. Pagkakataon ko na to, ayokong palampasin. Magkakating ba ako ng klase ko o mag-aaral pa din ako? Okay? And minsan naman, we are choosing between, you know, magbibisyo ba ako? O I'll be going straight na. Maikipag-inuman na lang ba ako? Maikipag-laklakan na lang ako? Maikipag-lasingan na lang ako? Okay? O talagang pipiliin ko ang tuwid na daan? Sabi nga ng huling Sona. Ano ba ang pipiliin ko? And sometimes, we are about to choose si Lord ba muna o ang relationship ko muna? You know, I think this week lang, may napanood ako. May eksena tong dalawan to. Sabing ganun ni Mikay, ano ba ang gusto mo? Sabing ganun ni Gino, ikaw ang gusto ko, lahat sa'yo gusto ko, pati pamilya mo gusto ko, pati bangs mo gusto ko. Lahat gusto ko sa'yo. Ikaw ba ang pipiliin ko? O si Lord. And we are at times in a position that, Lord, mahal na mahal ko tong taon to. Hindi ko talaga kayang ibigay. Hindi ko talaga siya kayang i-give up. Hindi ko talaga siya kayang ipagpalit para lang sa relationship natin. And we are talking about lordship today, this night. You know, sometimes we think, listen to these young people, if you came here for the first time or if you've been coming here for so many weeks or months, sometimes we think that by just attending FNY or just by attending a church service like this, we think that I'm okay. I feel okay, I feel good. Kasi nakapag-attend ako, kasama ko, mga katabi ko, mga holy, mga banal tong mga katabi ko, nagpe-preto, nagbabasa ng Bible, nagwo-worship kay Lord, I feel the same thing. I feel the same way that these people are feeling. And sometimes we think about that, and but at the end of the day, when we look at ourselves, we will find that still something is missing. It never changes everything. Wala pa rin nagbago. Paglabas natin dito, excited tayo, nasa loob. Pero paglabas natin dito, gagawin na natin kung ano yung gusto natin. Minsan, iniiba lang natin yung venue. Okay? Listen to this. Minsan, iniiba lang natin yung venue, pero gusto pa rin natin gawin dito sa venue na to, okay, kung saan man, yung ginagawa natin in secret. Diba? Merong mga magsyuta ba na gustong-gusto nila nanonood na sine, yung walang tao, yung nilalangaw, yung hindi pinu... Tama ba? Nilalangaw, hindi pinupuntahan? Or the other way around? Yung walang nanonood. Kasi, pag walang nanonood at sila lang, uy, doon tayo sa pinakataas. Cutie pie! So we can do everything we want. Walang nakakakita sa atin, walang magpipigil sa atin. Minsan, iniiba lang natin yung venue. Dinala lang natin dito sa FNY, sa kaya maganda dito, sa sulok. Isang kiss naman. PBB teens! Sagwa, no? Isang kiss lang. Hindi naman nakatingin si Jeff eh. Okay lang yan. Iniiba lang natin yung venue. But again, when we go out of this place, nothing changes. Hindi nagbago. Still, there's something in our hearts that is really not yet surrendered to God fully. Because we're still keeping it in ourselves. We're still taking it by our own selves. And you know what? Guys, really, this is really not about religion. If it's all about religion, I'm telling you, mag-party na lang tayo dito. Huwag na tayo mag-service. Wala nang praise and worship. You know, wala nang mag-a-usher sa inyo. Punta na lang tayo dito. Mag-party na lang tayo hanggang magdamagan. Kasi Friday, Saturday naman bukas. But it's not religion. It's really about relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I've experienced a long time ago that every time I think of Jesus, I'm a religious guy. I felt like that kapag ka nakapunta lang ako sa bakod lang ng simbahan, lagi ako nagsisimba dun sa Tondo Church. Okay? Yung matandang simbahan dun sa Tondo. Lagi ako nandun. Nandun lang ako sa gate, o kaya minsan nasa hagdan lang ako. Feeling ko, wow, okay na ako. Pero paglabas ko ng simbahan, wala na, inuman uli. Mura dito, mura doon. Chicks dito, chicks doon. Walang nagbabago. And it's all about religion. But what we're preaching here, it's about relationship with Jesus Christ. If you know who you are in Christ, I'm telling you, you know that you are living in the right way. I want to read, if you have your Bible with you, I want to read in Luke chapter 6, verse 46. It says here in verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Pray ka ng pray. Maga, tanghali, nasa jeep ka. Pagbaba mo ng jeep, pagpasok mo sa school, pray ka ng pray hanggang pag-uwi mo. Pero pagdating mo sa bahay, lalak mo na yung pinto mo. Wala nang mag-istorbo sa'yo. Bubuksan mo na yung monitor mo. Yung laptop mo. titignan mo na yung paborito mong nakikita. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Nagpe-pray ka, pero hindi mo ginagawa yung sinasabi ko. You need to live holy and righteous. But what are you doing? What are we doing? Are we playing God? Are we playing church? Are we just attending here because everything is cool, everything is fine? But when the service ends, I will do what I need to do. I will do what I know what I need to do. We're just playing church. Why are we calling Jesus Lord, but yet we're not doing what He says? And I will show you what He is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. This is the person, okay, who hears the word of God and puts it into practice. Hindi yung nag-enjoy lang, uy, wow, galing ah. Hindi lang ganon. But they are applying everything that they are hearing. And this is the man who dig deep, lay the foundation. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it. I'm telling you, and I promise you this one thing. There will be testings, there will be trials, there will be problems that would come along your way. I promise you that. But the question is, are you applying God's word? Are you really surrendering everything to Him? Or else, you will be like that, this person. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, the moment trial comes, the moment problems hit you, this is what will happen. It collapsed and its destruction was complete. And I want to tell you these young people, following Jesus as Lord is an attitude of complete surrender. Kompleto. Hindi tira-tira. Hindi yung, Lord, eto ka, ang laki-laki ng part mo sa buhay ko. Pero Lord, meron akong isang maliit na kwarto sa puso ko. Hindi ko maisasubmit muna sa iyo. There's something. But you know what? It's a complete surrender. And as we talk about Dota, I'm thinking to give you, I'm thinking to give you 10 things about this, parang godlike, okay? Dota terminology, yung iba kasi hindi kayo naglalaro ng Dota eh. Godlike 10 kills yon, okay? But I thought of just giving you a killing spree, okay? Tatlo lang. Let's talk about the first blood. Okay? First blood, we need to understand when we give everything to Jesus, I'm telling you, it talks about surrender. Surrender. You know, surrender means yielding to and giving up everything. Sino sa inyo dito na experience na ma-hold up? Huwag nyo itataas yung kamay nyo, baka may meron dito. Naku, yun eh. Iisahan uli kita. Diba, pagka na-hold up ka, tataas ka ng kamay, you go. Akin na yung cellphone mo, akin na yung bag mo, akin na yung wallet mo, lahat. You're giving everything. But this is in a good way. Surrendering everything to God, you know, that is lordship. It's about, you know, just giving all of your heart. It's like, Lord, wala na akong ititira, ito na ibibigay ko na talaga lahat sa'yo. Lord, kahit na galit ako sa nanay ko, galit na galit ako sa tatay ko, Lord, ibibigay ko na sa'yo. Lord, kahit na galit ako sa kapatid ko, lagi akong biniinis, binubuli, yung classmates ko, binubuli ako, gusto ko sila sapakin, gusto ko lang sampalin, UFC, bang! Gusto ko lahat gawin sa kanila, gusto ko silang take down, mag-grapple kami, talaga. Galit na galit ako, bitter ako, Lord, may unforgiveness ako. But you know what surrender means? It's giving everything to Jesus. It's like you are not holding back something in your heart. That is why if I mentioned a while ago that surrendering to Jesus, submitting to His Lordship would take us in a position where inconvenience lies. There would be inconvenience. And I'm telling you, I believe in my heart that there are people, there are students right here in this place. Before, you cannot give up your vices. Nigarilyo ka. Pagising mo, hanap ka agad ng sigarilyo. Hanap ka agad ng alak, gin. Okay, gin pa, no? Lupit mo, brada. But again, when you came to know Christ, I'm telling you, there are a lot of young people right here in this place. There's a turnaround. All of a sudden, you don't miss smoking. You are not looking for drinking buddies anymore. Why? Because there's a surrender. Because you give everything. And somehow, I believe, there's an inconvenience. Hindi madali. Di ba nga, lalo na yung pinaka-importanting gustong-gusto mong ginagawa, yung mahal na mahal mo. Hindi madaling gawin yun. Kaya nga, inconvenience eh. Kaya nga, ayoko mag-a-attend dyan sa FNY na yan. Itong kaibigan ko ito, gusto kong kutasan eh. Konyatan ko kaya ito. Lagi akong ini-invite dito. Sabi ko na nga ba, kaya ayoko niyan eh. Kasi sasabihin na naman niya, nagpipreach na yan, dapat hindi ka umiinom, dapat ginagawa mo yun, nire-respeto mo yung babae, kaya ayoko niyan eh. Inconvenience. But you know, lordship is all about surrendering everything, giving everything. Second, lordship is all about a heart issue. It's a heart issue. I'd like to ask you this, who among you here, you have boyfriend or girlfriend? Huwag mo itataas kami mo. Huwag mo itataas. Baka makita niya, naku, sayang. Kung ikaw, listen to this, kung ikaw may boyfriend ka o may girlfriend ka, 1 year na kayo o kaya 6 months sari nyo na. Second month sari nyo. Uy, happy second month sari. Alaga nga, proud na proud ka. O kaya 2 years. Girlfriend mo, boyfriend mo. Are you listening? Then sasabihin ka doon ng boyfriend mo or girlfriend mo. Cupcake? Alam mo, mahal na mahal kita eh. May sasabihin sana ako sa'yo. Ano yun? Hash brown. Alam mo, okay lang ba? Total, mahal na mahal kita. 1 year na tayo. In fact, or yung iba sa inyo, 6 months sari naman natin today. Okay lang ba? Papaalam ako sa iyo, isang linggo lang. Puntahan ko lang yung ex-girlfriend ko. Magde-date lang kami. Manunood kami ng sine. Gagawin namin yung ginagawa namin dati. Mahal naman kita eh. Pero 1 week lang. Papayag kayo? Hindi. Of course not. Eh sabihin ng ganun, sabihin ni Hash Brown, ayaw mo ng 1 week, sige. Pwede bang 1 day lang? Puntahan ko lang siya. Mag-date lang kami. Papayag ka? No way. Eh sabihin ganun talaga ni Cupcake, ang kulit. Pwede bang, hindi na 1 day, pwede bang 1 hour na lang? Puntahan ko lang siya. Mahal naman kita eh. Mahal kita. 1 hour lang! Papayag ka? Hindi. Eh sabihin talaga niya, kulit talaga. Sabi, oh sige, ito, 1 minute lang. Ito, sige, andun siya. 1 minute lang. Puntahan ko lang siya. Papayag ka? Hindi. Because it's a heart issue. Because you don't want to be cheated. You don't want to be played around. What if you would tell that to God? What if God is here right now? Then we would tell God, God, I'm giving everything to you. All my heart. I'm worshiping you. I'm praying. I'm reading your word. Pero Lord, mamayang gabi, may bagong video. Panoorin ko lang. Pero Lord, love kita, ha? I'm giving everything to you. Lord, I'm giving everything to you. Pero Lord, murahin ko lang ng isang malutong to. Malutong lang, Lord! What do you think God would say? I'm telling you, it's all or nothing. Lordship is all or nothing deal. It's all about heart issue. It's about surrendering your heart, everything in your heart. Everything that, you know, bothers us, everything that gives us the weaknesses in life, we need to surrender everything to Him. And that is lordship. And for the killing spree, it's all about journey. You know, it's never a one-time experience giving your life to Jesus, submitting your life to Him. It's not a one-time experience. I've enjoyed FNY Top Hits. Grabe. For 1 month, hindi ako nag-absent. Nandun ako. Na-invite ako. Wala na. Ayokong umalis. Pero every time na lumalabas tayo, wala. May nag-invite. Oh, Brad, tapos ka na ba sa FNY? Oh. Hindi pa eh. Busy ako. Nag-worship ako kay Lord. Oh, sige. Okay lang. Mamaya na. Then, tumawag ulit pagkalabas. Oh, brad, ano, tapos ka na? Oh, tapos na kami. Oh, inuman na tayo. Let's go! It's a journey, my friends. It's not just a one-time experience. It's not just, you know, you were blessed. You felt the presence of God. It's not just about you have your Bible with you, you're praying. It's not just about that. Even when you go back to your school, it's a journey. Why? Because something would hit you. There will be testings. There will be temptations, I'm telling you. There will be people or circumstances who would tempt you as if like, lumapit ka. Oy, lumapit ka. And if you will give up, I'm telling you, that is not lordship. Because lordship is about surrender. It's a heart issue and it's a journey. It's a journey. Colossians 2 verse 6. So then, just as you receive Christ, Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. You know what? Many people prayed prayers, joined church, but their lives were never changed. You know why? Maraming tao na nag-a-attend ng church service. Maraming tao nagdadasal. Pero hindi nababago ang buhay. You know why? Because they're not surrendering everything. Because their heart is not really for God. Because they don't want to take that journey. That journey with God. That's why their lives were never changed. And the question today, as we talk about Dota o Ako, the question is, Dota ba o ako? I don't think that's the question. Hindi question yung sigad ba o yung bisyo mo? Sigad ba o yung maling relationship mo? Sigad ba o yung ginagawa mong secret sin? Sigad ba o kung ano-ano yung mga iniisip mo? Dota o ako? GF ko ba? Or girlfriend? Or boyfriend ko? You know what? If there's one thing that I want to leave for all of you today, tonight, young people, the question is not Dota o ako. This is the message that I want to give everything to all of us tonight. Bahala ka kung sino pipiliin mo. Basta sigat pa din dapat ang unahin mo. Bahala ka. Dota o ako. Bahala ka. Just make sure that everything is submitted to God. That everything, that your priority is Jesus. There's lordship in your heart. I want to end this very quick. How many of you know Zacchaeus in the Bible? The man Zacchaeus is a short guy. Okay? He's a short guy and he's very rich. He's a big time player. He has so many girls because he's wealthy. In Luke chapter 19, it says here that he entered Jericho and was passing through. And in verse 2, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. Now, I want you to take note of this. He was a chief tax collector. And I'm thinking, was he like this for 5 years already? I don't think so. 10 years? I don't think so. Maybe 20 years. That is why he is a chief tax collector. He was promoted. And in verse 3, and he was seeking to see Jesus, who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small in stature. He was a short guy. And he heard something like, the Messiah is coming to town. Jesus is about to come here in our place. He heard about Jesus. He heard that Jesus healed people. Jesus healed blind men. Jesus healed the demon-possessed people. He heard that. That is why what he did in verse 4, he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see for he was about to pass that way. He climbed up the tree. You know why? Because he can see Jesus. And you know, what I was thinking with this scripture, I don't think, listen to this, as I call on Jeff, I'm thinking, as we close this series, that when Zacchaeus went up there on the tree, he was not thinking, Jesus, save me from my status. Save me from my fame. Save me from these things. I don't think so. Save me from what? I think Zacchaeus is thinking about that. Save me from all my ladies. I'm telling you, he's a rich guy. He's a chief tax collector. His influence is so vast. I don't want him to save me from my status. Galing-galing ng status ko ngayon eh. Sikat na sikat ako, heartthrob ako. Ang ganda-ganda ng buhay ko ngayon. Ang dami kong babae, kaliwat kanan. Pati sa likod, meron. Sa harap, meron. Pag yumukuha ko, meron pa rin. Gumanon ako, meron pa rin. Save me from what? And you know what? Amazing thing about this is that in verse 5, Zacchaeus never called on Jesus. He never shouted, Jesus, I'm here. He never did that. Instead, in verse 5, when Jesus came to that place, he looked up. Jesus looked up to him. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. You know, we feel like that when we attend church, when we pray, when we are consistent, we feel like we're giving credit to what we are doing. Ang dami ko ng pogi points kay Lord. Nag-attend ako. Nag-pray ako. Ang dami ko ng pogi points. As if like that is what God got your attention. But Zacchaeus never did anything. Jesus looked up to him and said, Zacchaeus, hurry down. I'm going to stay at your house. It's like Jesus is telling all of us here, I'm telling you, we are like Zacchaeus. The person next to you is like Zacchaeus. Though we are not short physically, but we are short spiritually. Because we feel like, we think like, I don't need anything. I don't want to give this up. Hindi ko kayang isurrender kay Lord to. But you know what? Zacchaeus gave everything. In fact, in verse 7, this is very powerful. When they saw it, they all grumbled, he has gone into the guest of the man who is a sinner. And in verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. You know what Zacchaeus did? He gave everything. That moment, he never thought of ano ba ang pipiliin ko, yung status ko, yung fame ko, yung mga babae ko sa buhay, yung yaman ko, o ikaw, Lord. He gave everything to Jesus. That's surrender. That is a heart issue. That is a journey. He's giving everything. And he never thought of paano na lang yung tingin sa akin ng ibang tao. Baka sabihin nila, uy, nagbo-born again ka. Uy, nagpe-pray ka na ngayon bago kumain, ha? Jologs mo na ngayon, Brad. Wagas ka pa kung mag-pray, talagang. But you're giving everything to God. You're surrendering everything to Jesus. And amazing, that when Jesus heard this, Jesus said, today, salvation has come upon you. And I want to tell you these young people, we're going to pray. When you surrender everything to Jesus, no holding back, huwag ka na magtira. Magpe-pray ka na lang din eh. Nag-worship ka na lang din kay Lord eh. Naikinig ka na lang din ng message ni Lord, ng Bible. Huwag ka na magtira, huwag ka na bumalik sa dati mong buhay. Iinom-inom ka, pagkagising mo, sakit ang ulo mo. Masarap ba yung ganong experience? Hindi, di ba? I've experienced that. I've experienced so many things, but I'm telling you, there's no way that could match if you have relationship with God, if you give everything to God. That is lordship. That is full surrender.